An Insight into Blood Brothers, which is on at the Regent Theatre in Stoke-on-Trent until Saturday, the 27th of September 2025, and on tour across the UK in the autumn and spring. Plus, we've got information on the Regent Theatre access provision and forthcoming audio-described performance dates. Blood Brothers certainly shows no sign of waning, as it's as powerful and moving today as it was when it premiered in Liverpool and London back in the 1980s, and has been successfully entertaining audiences for over 40 years, and is one of the late Bill Kenwright's crowning glories. The heart-moving story by Willie Russell of twins separated at birth, who become friends and later enemies with tragic consequences, has become a cult classic with catchy, unforgettable songs, unique staging and breakout performances that pack in audiences, and it doesn't fail to connect on an emotional level, even if you've seen it a few times already. It's a production that hasn't really changed too much at all, with the same standing sets of two rows of houses and various scenery backdrops to signify locations like a snowy Liverpool city or a countryside with green meadows and a blue sky, and the ensemble play multiple characters throughout that give it that repertory feel, and its classic sound design and 80s drum machine beats at the start and end don't half pull at the heartstrings. But it's the story and the songs that are the real winner, as it's impossible not to get caught up in the emotion of it all. And the themes are as relevant today as they were decades ago, and it certainly didn't fail to entertain at the Regent Theatre this week. The only real changes are the casting choices and the performer's own takes on harmonies of the classic songs that differ a little. Sean Jones and Joe Slight as Mickey and Eddie have been playing the role for a few tours now and know the roles like the back of their hand. Vivian Carlisle has dipped in and out of the role over the decades, having done a stint at the Phoenix Theatre in London's West End, and owns Mrs. Johnston, making it her own. The major difference is casting Christopher Harding as the narrator, whose distinctive dulcet tones take out of the narrative somewhat, but it's a different dynamic, and it does add something to the proceedings. Paula Tapperton as Mrs. Lyons is the perfect adversary in the story, and contributes beautifully to some powerful scenes. What's wonderful is that the company have so much fun doing it, and have great chemistry with each other that really shines on stage. It's a show that never stops entertaining, with splashes of comedy, and is an emotional roller coaster, connecting in every way possible, especially the last 10 minutes, which bring a tear to the eye to most. Blood Brothers is on tour, visiting 21 venues across the UK in the autumn and spring. All dates can be found by googling Blood Brothers UK Tour. Audio described dates can be found by checking specific venue websites. An audio introduction for Blood Brothers can be found on vocalise.co.uk, which details all the visual elements of the production and helps to make the performance partly accessible for those who are visually impaired. The Regent Theatre, part of the ATG Group, are a warm and welcoming venue with a 1,600-seat capacity, with a spacious foyer, with box office, disabled toilet, cloakroom, merchandise store and lift on the left, and kiosk and bar on the right as you enter the building. They really do care about making your visit accessible and enjoyable, and just to mention, there are some steps up, but there is a stair lift if you need it. And if there's anything that they can do to assist, always ask, whether it be guiding you to a disabled toilet or seat, looking after a guide dog, or bringing refreshments to you. Devices for the audio described performances can be obtained from the box office, and please do feedback your experiences, good or bad, to a member of the front of house team. Forthcoming audio described performances coming up include 222 A Ghost Story on Thursday the 2nd of October at 7:30 p.m. The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, on Saturday the 11th of October at 2:30 p.m. The Bodyguard on Thursday the 6th of November at 7:30 p.m. Inside Number 9's Stage Fright is on Wednesday the 12th of November at 7:30 p.m. Kinky Boots is on Thursday the 27th of November at 2:30 p.m. And Family Panto Cinderella with Jonathan Wilkes is on Monday the 29th of December at 1 p.m. Please do check with the venue about touch tours at the time of booking. Now, to contact and access Champion at the venue, you can click on a link on the venue page on the website for extra assistance or specific access information. And to book tickets, you can call the ATG access line on 0333 009 5399. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema listings, you can go to accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk.